This is Dakota Datebook for May 15th. The Sears Roebuck catalog has been described as a mirror of our times, recording for future historians today's desires, habits, customs, and mode of living. In 1888, Richard Sears sold watches and jewelry. When he sent out his first printed mailer, it was the start of something that would grow to the size of a large book. Its arrival in American mailboxes was eagerly anticipated. It was said that some Americans thought the catalog was second only to the Bible as the book people most wanted in the home. Westward expansion meant that Americans were stretched across the country, many of them far from cities and towns. The Sears catalog meant access for everyone to consumer goods. The catalog had expanded from watches and jewelry to include sewing machines, sporting goods, saddles, firearms, bicycles, and baby carriages. Eventually, a customer could even purchase a kit for a house. But not everyone held Sears in such high esteem. On this date in 1913, the Hope Pioneer published a letter about the Sears Roebuck catalog that arrived like Poe's Raven, uninvited and unsolicited. The author noted that Sears earned $7 million in 1912. That was impressive by the standards of the day. But the writer said it came at the expense of underpaid employees, most of them women. According to the letter, these women and girls lived on starvation wages. If they complained, they were told to use their evening hours to get a second job. The chairman of the Senate Committee on White Slavery noted that some girls worked 10 hours a day to earn $1.50 a week. This meant their annual income was $78. By way of comparison, clothing makers made $699 per year. One economist wrote, 25 years ago, one could live in the United States as comfortably on $500 a year as he can now on $1,200. By either standard, the girls working at Sears fell far behind. Some states passed minimum wage laws in 1912, but a federal minimum wage wouldn't come until 1933. It continues to be a topic of discussion today. Some states have passed a minimum wage that is higher than the federal. And there's much talk about a $15 minimum wage, which surely would have astounded the girls at Sears in 1912. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.